Hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hockey talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, like, survive.
I got to shout out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
All right, everybody, let's puck it up here. Regression Fourier, it's 11:25, and joining us now on the Harbor One hotline is our friend Andrew Razor Raycroft of Nesson and WEEI. Razor, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. Perfect. Nice sunny day out.
Ooh, is it?
Finally.
Is it really?
I don't know. I feel like last night we got more snow than the storm of the century that happened, on Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, my God. What a disaster. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I was shoveling. Anybody wants to come down to Seekonk? Everybody bitching about this. All right, I got any snow. Come on down.
Do you have plenty for everybody?
I got pleased with the amount of snow to move around. Razor would be like, yeah, I did this in 10 minutes when I was a kid.
Well, I'm curious. the weather has been, didn't you say you did an outdoor rink?
Yep.
Okay, so did you get any ice time?
Yeah, so we had some good days. And then this weekend, it should be ready to go tonight. Like, it's actually in a good spot. I was really concerned we were going to get the 10 inches of snow, and that would have absolutely destroyed it. But the fact we didn't get any snow has actually given outdoor rink hope for this weekend, because it's going to be cold and the kids are excited to get on it. So I'm in a good spot. I flooded it this morning.
So on average, when are you normally breaking down the rink? Is this like a mid-March type deal, or is it just very year by year and you just kind of call it on the fly?
Yeah, it's more on the fly. So if this block of ice will take a little while to melt, it's got to get pretty warm, but typically end of March, like once the grass gets growing, because that's the other thing, right? Like the tarp protects the grass. So you usually take the tarp up and it starts growing like a golf course, right? So there's some extra benefits to it, but not an ideal day. Not my best afternoon when I have to take the whole thing down and send water going everywhere. But, usually end of March probably, within the month.
So in Canada, is it flipped? Is it rink season like 8 or 9 months out of the year and grass season 3 months out of the year?
Oh, it used to be, certainly. We have a pretty, like where I am, it's a pretty similar weather pattern to here. Maybe an extra week or two of winter on either side. But sure, growing up as kids, I mean, you didn't have to build rinks because there was just ponds and water in the fields and wherever else. So the fact that dads back then didn't build rinks. Like, they go outside, kid, figure it out.
Yeah.
So, little bit different that way,
that's
too.
That's the Fourier way.
Oh, I feel like that's all of our, that's the way we all kind of grew up. So that's the good times, right? Those are the good times. Feel like these are the dark days of the Bruins, Razor. Oh, they just can't. Since that All-Star break, they just can't get their skating legs underneath them. What's going on? Should we be worried?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I mean, they should have scored like 9 goals last night. They missed 5 open nets, 3 posts. I mean, it just wouldn't go in for them. I thought they played pretty well until the second goal went in and they just felt they deflated them a little. I thought they were good against Tampa. So, no, they've been at home for a long time. I think they'll benefit getting out on the road and playing some road games and changing that mindset up. But I'm not worried right now. They're still in a really good spot. We do have deadline coming too, so I'm interested if there's going to be moves and how that works. But it's tough to get going, and when you're not scoring goals and missing empty netters, it's even more frustrating to play the game right now.
I know that you, like Fourier, who is a part of the Tight End Association of America, you are a part of the Goalie Association of North America, because we must include Canada, and Mexico can get jumped in there. However, does Don Sweeney need to consider trading Linus Ullmark and that salary for someone who can come in and be able to help this hockey team?
No, just because I think you need 2 goalies. It's part of the identity of this team. But the other major thing is, like, there's a lot of teams that need goalies, and there's a lot of teams that have goalies. Like, there's a pretty good balance, and there's a few other guys that are available. But nobody values your goalie as much as you value your goalie. So there's so much talk, like, oh, just trade a goalie and we'll get a first-line center. It doesn't work like that. You're not getting back nearly what anybody thinks mid-season when you're trading for a goaltender. So that's the big misconception, I think, a little bit when we hear, oh, just trade Linus and get your top six forward or get your top three defenseman. You're not going to – I don't think that's the market. I don't think that's what you're getting back for one of these goaltenders. So at the end of the day, Linus is all, or Store Jeremy are always going to provide more value to you for the next 2 months as the Boston Bruins than what any other team is going to perceive that their value is.
So before my question, I just had a suggestion. I feel like I have a name change for you. It's Andrew Razor Raycroft, right? I feel like you should go by Andrew the Razor Raycroft. I just think about that for a while.
What's he, a prize fighter?
Well, I feel like, in a way, no. Isn't it more menacing? Like, here comes the Razor, and out comes Razor and his little, you know, 170-pound guy, right? I mean, it's...
Oh, my. That is...
No?
Hopalong Cassidy over here firing away and Razor being svelte.
I just not like, man, here comes the Razor. Now let's go to ringside to talk to the Razor. No?
Yeah, here's Al Bernstein with the Razor.
Just think about it. Just a suggestion.
Okay,
so here's my question.
My God.
What's more concerning as of late? Okay, you know you like it. What's more concerning
I love it.
Yeah, right? I knew he would love it.
Jaffe's two down the middle. Yeah. You're going off the exit ramp.
All right, serious hockey talk question.
Oh, Lord.
With our buddy Andrew the Razor Raycroft. More concerning at this point in time, okay? The power play, 0-2 last night. I think they were 0-6 against Tampa. Or the PK. Which one is, which special teams is more concerning?
PK for me. I again, Marshawn missed an open net on the power play. Van Riemsdyk literally missed the open net from the top of the crease last night on the other power play. Could have easily have been 2-for-2. They will get it sorted. And power plays just typically go 0-for-20 a couple times a year. It just kind of happens for whatever reason. The PK hasn't been very good since December 15th. And at the time, Forbert was out, so you would, and they were winning games, so you had kind of a reason or an excuse. And instead, now you're giving up 14 power play goals in 14 games, and they've taken too many penalties. So we'll start there. They've taken way too many penalties. But last night, they didn't take too many penalties, and they still gave up a power play goal, and it was off the rush, and it seemed a little unstructured. So my concern is the PK, because if that starts going, that typically is a little bit harder to get back on the rails, and it's a little bit harder to get confidence, or it takes a little bit longer to get confidence back on the PK. So I want to see that cleaned up. And really, that's like that concerns me more than the losses, than the old shootout loss, than playing well and not getting a win, or the power play. It's the PK right now. I really want to see it get turned around.
Andrew Razor Raycroft with Gresham and Fourier here.
Say it my way.
He's with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
Just say
I can't.
He likes it that way.
No, you're again here. We're on the Fourier telling people what they like and what they. All right, so the Razor is with us. It just doesn't sound
you're
right.
You're not doing it right.
No, it doesn't sound right. Razor, Brandon Carlo wiped out, created a odd man rush. I mean, it was. What was, first of all, do you just kind of chuckle at those? Like, I know Carlo after the game was like, yeah, I guess I better go see my daughter and get some skating lessons. Like, is that one of those, hey, it happens in hockey. What are you going to do? Unfortunately, it gave up a goal. And on top of that, what was your most embarrassing skating moment in an arena full of people?
Okay, perfect. I have a good one for that. And yeah, you do basically laugh it off. At the time, of course, you're embarrassed and it, you know, you're annoyed, especially last night, because it always seems to happen when you guys should be winning, and that's the reason why you end up going down 2-1. But yeah, it happens and not a big deal. It's not like you're going to go and like work on that play, or it just happens. Guys fall down. Ice is slippery. I had the one I remember, and it's etched in my brain. I'll never forget it. I got really so we were in Binghamton. Bingo. I don't know if anyone's if you guys have been to Binghamton.
Oh my God.
Literally,
yes.
The worst place in the world. Like it is.
Wait, hold on. Razor.
This is great.
My daughter actually plays basketball for Binghamton University. And Sonny, yeah, so I get it, right? You're like, oh, this is interesting. Keep going.
Oh, it's great.
Bingo, something else. So we're in Bingo, and it's kind of, that's like my parents hadn't, I hadn't seen my dad, my mom and dad for a while. So my dad came down with my uncle. So I was like, oh, I want to play good with them in the building and the whole thing. First period, and I don't want to throw the trainers work so hard, right? But somehow the trainer we had in Providence at the time, he like screwed my skates up. And I knew it was screwed up, and I tried to fix it. But it turned out that it wasn't fixed well enough. So I go out to, there's like a breakaway, and I could have went out and got it, but I had to hit the brakes. Like I wasn't going to get to it. So I hit the brakes, and as I hit the brakes, a full yard sale. Like the legs go up over my head, but I have no edges. I'm literally swimming at the hash marks, literally swimming. The guy comes in on a breakaway on his own, goes around me, puts the puck in the net. And I'm heated. Like I'm so mad, and I'm worked up because my dad and my uncle are in the building. It's Binghamton, so I'm already annoyed. I was in the NHL like 2 weeks earlier, and now I'm in Binghamton. Like I'm just angry. Like I have that angry day, and I start screaming at the bench, like about my skates, like because I'm so embarrassed, and I'm so mad at myself, and I'm so. And then I go in the room and I throw my skate across the room, like put a. Huge hissy fit as like a pro athlete, really embarrassing. We did end up winning the game. I remember we came back because I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I can't lose this game now. Like I have to do as everything I can. I give the trainer a hug after the game, but still now I can picture all of that night when you ask me what's embarrassing. That's the first thing I go to.
Wow. I didn't think you had that in you.
Oh yeah, very rarely, like very, very rarely. But this, and that's why I remember it so well, I think, because again, I do feel bad when I do stuff like that, and yeah, I lost it for sure that
okay.
night.
Well, listen, that's fine. We all have those moments in us, and you know they're yep. few and far between, I'm sure. But now you're a grown adult. You got your ice rink outside. Like you're like a great dad. I mean, this is good stuff. You've evolved. How about this
I'm,
one?
I'm evolving.
Yeah, how about yeah. this one? So earlier in the show, we led with, you know, talking about the Bruins, you know, and the loss. And I think it was Mark from Bedford who called up and said
Mark
that
Mark in Medford.
Medford. Okay, I had half of it right. Half of it right.
This guy half got surgery right. on his ankle, Razor, and can't speak.
I spoke.
Can we leave room for two questions for me for 482,
oh,
by the way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, last one for me, then it's you. Okay. He said a perfect time for this team to take a road trip.
For sure. And I'm not a big, like, guys want to be at home. Guys don't like going on planes and traveling and staying in hotels. But it does get to a point where these long, long homestands, there's just too much going on, too much at home. You get too lulled into forgetting about hockey, I think, at times a little bit. So, no, they're going to Western Canada, and then they got Seattle. So they got 4 and 6 coming up starting Thursday. And that will get them on the road. And then by the time they get to Edmonton, they'll be ready to come home again. So they'll get it out of their system real quick.
All right. So we actually have a text compliment that came into Razor. I'm going to save that because these Fourier questions are burning. Okay. Razor,
these are just
ahead.
For me. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. One is how is Binghamton for the students? Like does your daughter have a good time there or? And are people like, is it fun? And do you go there often? Where do you eat and stay when you go there?
No, I have not been there often. I've been there a couple times, but it's a hall. And but no, she says it's a party school because there is absolutely yeah. nothing there. So there's a lot of that going on, right? And it's not like a freeway campus or a backpack campus where, you know, kids leave over the weekend. They all stay.
Got it. And then this ankle. I need to like a little bit more sore. And how miserable are you at home for your wife? Because I can imagine that you have a lot of energy And the fact that you can't go anywhere or move,
it's horrible.
And you're literally probably asking her to do stuff for you all day long.
No, I mean, Razor, you know me now. Yeah, that is, you don't know my wife, but that is, it could not be more true. I think she's ready to move out. I had her drive me to work yesterday, and I thought she was going to literally open the door and just kick me out because Gresh drove me today.
Yeah, Razor, he rode up with me today, and when Kim dropped him off, it was akin to divorced parents doing the handoff for the weekend. It felt like I was like the dad is being like, all right, you've got him for the weekend here.
Get his backpack. He's got practice tomorrow.
He had his backpack down on the ground, his little wheelie cart, and we loaded them all up. And then, like, literally, the doors weren't closed, and his wife drove off.
Yeah, it's amazing because I was thinking that yesterday when I heard that she drove you in. I'm like, there's no chance she's driving him in again tomorrow.
No.
Like, there's no way. He's going to have to Uber. He has no chance.
No, and then she wouldn't come pick me up. So I had to take an Uber to her job because she refused to come into the city. Yeah, listen, God bless her. I got another week of this, and I'll buy her a nice little, I don't know, maybe buy her some roses or something. What should I do? I got pizza. She likes pizza. That's what I do.
You need to get her a hotel room so she can go stay by herself for a night and wait for you.
No. I'm going with her.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here.
Hey, can I get the room with the accessible shower?
Yeah. The handicap shower.
Throw your big ass in there and just hose you down. Well, let's end on a compliment to Razor. This just came in from a texter in the 781. Said, guys, I'm listening now, and I hear he called you Mr. Raycroft.
Wow.
And I just wanted to thank him. My son's been a goalie now for 8 years, started as a U6 player. We met Andrew at Monkey Sports one day. He told my son to always worry about the next session, not the last goal. And he's continued that, become a very good goalie. He'll probably play varsity as a freshman. We have that written right above his bed. He looks at it before every game. So, again, thank you, Andrew, for inspiring my son.
Wow. Look at this guy.
Making my day. Wow. Thanks for that text.
That is really a good chat as always, Razor. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Hopefully we see you soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. Good luck, Mrs. Fourier.
Hell, good luck me. I'm driving him home.
She's going to drive me home.
Yeah. Yeah, if she don't show up, then what am I going to do? I can't leave him in the middle of a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, you know?
Good luck, Greg.
Yeah, good luck to me. All right, Razor, thanks, buddy. We'll see you. There goes Andrew Razor Raycroft with us on the Harbor One Hotline.